Years ago, I read an article, and it was in a trade magazine for the hospital industry. And the name of the article was Why People Sue. The upshot of the article was that while most people believe that that everyone sues for monetary reasons to get the quick payoff, the research that this author had done said that most people sue because they don't feel listened to by the medical community. And they felt like, if I take these people to court, someone has to listen to me. They didn't want money so much as for someone to say, I'm so sorry, this isn't fair, I'm sorry you're in pain. But in our society, where we do sue at the drop of a hat, you can't say things like that. You can't say things like, that shouldn't have happened, it isn't fair, I'm sorry. So what happens is that what had been in the medical realm has been moved to the legal arena simply because people don't know what else to do. There's no remedy in the medical world, so the remedy is sought in the courtroom. The tragedy of the emergency room is misplaced into the courtroom. In a sense, some Jews of Jesus' time did something very similar, at least according to Paul's letter to the Romans. They took a personal need for help, for healing, and they turned it into a legal issue. They took a medical and emotional need and moved it into the legal realm. They thought strict obedience to the law would save them. They were trying to find a way for healing, and instead of thinking of it as healing, they thought of it as a legal issue. If I follow the law strictly, then I will be saved. Paul, in today's Romans reading, is saying to us, stop focusing on what he calls the flesh, which means, to a great degree in Paul's writings, it means obedience to the law. In other words, using your physical body to obey the law so that you can earn God's favor. He says, stop focusing on that obedience to the law on the flesh and embrace the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit to love other people as God first loved us. Now, just to be clear, any time that you hear Paul speaking about the law, we are not talking about the Ten Commandments. We are talking about 613 particular legal guidelines that were particular forms of religious observance. And the feeling was, if you could somehow fulfill all 613 of those requirements of the Jewish law, then God would give God's favor to you. Paul is trying to tell us, let's stop focusing on what we do with our physical bodies in terms of religious observance and get out of the courtroom and back into the emergency room. Right at the beginning of this reading today, he says there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now, the instinct of many Jews of Jesus' time and later in the early church was to focus on adherence to the law and focus so much on those details of the law that they failed to take care of other human beings. Now, this wasn't all Jewish people, but it was just easy to say, I'm going to focus on this list of 613 things, and if you're so busy doing that, you might fail to see someone in need right in front of you. And when we care for other human beings, that is our way of beginning to bring in the kingdom of God. The people who were self-righteous in the religious elite took something, the grace and the love of God, that should have been about healing people, about loving people, and they turned it into a legal proceeding. Now, this idea of emphasizing forget the law and remember to take care of others, that theme is also very big in many of the prophets. In Isaiah and Jeremiah and Amos and Micah, We will hear of people and groups of people who think that you bring about God's reign by individually obeying the law. But instead, these prophets are telling us, as is Paul in most of his writings, that we are called to live out God's reign by loving the person next to us. We have this mindset that we have to follow these laws, these guidelines, these things we have to measure up to. And then we find ourselves in the presence of Jesus, and as one writer says, the verdict we expect isn't pronounced. He says the mercy of God lifts us out of the region where our achievements are decisive. In other words, it doesn't matter what we do. That's not why God saves us. God saves us out of love, not because we have obeyed all of the laws. But when we embrace the mercy of God, the grace of God, we're lifted out of the courtroom where we cannot win anyway, to the emergency room where we can begin to find healing. Now, why does Paul, in Romans and in his other writings, make so much of this dilemma between the law and the spirit, or the flesh and the spirit? It's because we as Christians make this same mistake of trying to say, here's why God should love me, because I've done all these things to fulfill the law or the commandments or the guidelines. It wasn't just in the time of the Romans that he wrote to. It is in our time that we fall into this trap. We think we need to act in a certain way to earn a place in God's kingdom. We try to live under the law and forget that we are now called to live under the Spirit. We forget that we are, as one of our Eucharistic prayers says, covered by the blood of the new covenant. In the new covenant, the love of God that heals us draws us near. We want to make it about what we do. We want our achievements to be decisive. We want it to be about the law, in a sense. We are too often much more comfortable in the courtroom than we are in the emergency room. And that was the traditional Jewish view, that order comes to the universe when all people live according to God's laws. Yet the Jewish tradition also knew about the Spirit of God. In the beginning, the Spirit brooded over the waters of the primeval chaos, and the Spirit brought order to that chaos in the creation. So they knew about the Spirit of God and the power of the Spirit of God. The new view, the new covenant, the New Testament, says that Jesus says that order comes to the universe when each person loves God and loves others. It's not a question of law, Jesus says, but of healing and wholeness. With an individual, as with the cosmos, the Spirit brings order and conquers the chaos of the human heart. We're no longer driven by multiple priorities, that chaotic sense that we have so much of busyness, but we are driven only by the Spirit of God. The Spirit wins over the law when we love one another. The Spirit wins over the law when we get out of the courtroom and listen to one another. For the love of God, the salvation of God, these are not matters for adjudication. They are matters for healing. There are places where we have the opportunity to say, God, you have saved me already, so I can have the security to love without condition. It's not the law, it's the Spirit. That the human being you encounter next is your chance to encounter God. This sense of the Spirit brings order to our hearts, just as the Spirit brought order to the primeval chaos. So when we make errors, when we hurt other people, those errors are not a matter for judging, but for healing. We begin to help heal when we listen to other people, when we love other people, when we don't require them to earn our care, since God doesn't require us to earn God's care. God asks us to stop judging ourselves as well as others, For we have already been saved by the sacrifice of Jesus, by the grace of God. We have the chance, as the gospel says, then to be the good soil where the word of God bears fruit. You and I have the security and the peace of knowing that God will offer salvation to each of us. And in response, God asks us to stop adjudicating and start healing. Loss and pain and suffering and fear are the illnesses we all fight. But they are illnesses that can only be healed by the love of God. And God asks us to bring in the kingdom by starting that healing now with the next person we see, with the next time we're hurt, by forgiving instead of hitting back. In other words, God asks us to get out of the courtroom and into the emergency room. Amen.